WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Within the next day, Hurricane Melissa is expected to turn northward, bringing severe winds and flooding conditions to Jamaica. Right now, the Category 5 storm has winds blowing at up to 165 miles per hour. Day 27 of the government shutdown, and if a funding deal isn't reached by the end of the week, millions of Americans could lose access to federal food assistance programs. The Trump administration says they can't provide that assistance beyond November 1st, but Democrats are pushing back.
In Massachusetts, where more than 1 million people will lose SNAP benefits, Democratic Governor Maura Healey pointing the finger squarely at President Trump.
President Trump has chosen to stop all SNAP benefits to Americans starting next week. You know, leadership is a choice. And sadly, President Trump has chosen to take away food from people all around this country.
ABC's Jay O'Brien. President Trump continuing his trip to Asia. He's in Japan right now. This is ABC News.
You're listening to WISS, the Fox Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
From local news to what's going on around the state, Civic Media's mission is to bring you real news and great conversation. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
Did you get your flu shot yet?
Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials say there's been a significant drop in the number of residents who have received their flu shot this year. According to DHS data, only about 309,000 Wisconsinites have gotten their flu shot so far in the month of October. Last October, that number was nearly 860,000. DHS officials are encouraging residents to get their flu shot as soon as possible as winter weather begins to move into the state and respiratory viruses start to become more common again. Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is encouraging Wisconsinites to protect themselves against mosquito bites. Isabella Nieto has that story.
The advice comes after the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reported a horse in Marathon County tested positive for Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, or EEE. This means there are mosquitoes still present in Wisconsin that can spread the virus and possibly other illnesses to people and animals. EEE is fatal in most horses, showing signs of illness. The virus can be transmitted to people and animals through an infected mosquito bite. Horses can be vaccinated for EEE and West Nile virus, and officials recommend reducing exposure to mosquitoes by keeping horses in the barn from dusk to dawn when mosquitoes are most active. DHS urges people, especially those who spend time working or playing outdoors, to continue to take steps throughout the fall season to reduce their exposure to mosquitoes. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
The Packers defeat the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers came back in the second half to win 35-25 over the Steelers. Wide receiver Christian Watson had four catches for 85 yards in his first game back after suffering a torn ACL in January. The defense sacked Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers three times. Micah Parsons.
Guys made plays when we had to make plays, which was huge, and we need that. We need that every week. It's great to have Christian back, honestly, and just everyone else just coming in. Like, I can't tell you how appreciative I am of the guys. Everyone who felt like they was having a bad game, like, we just rallied around each other.
NBA, the Bucks suffered their first loss of the season, 118-113 in Cleveland to the Cavaliers.
You know, it's so funny. We shoot the ball so well. I just thought we missed shots we made. And then the fouls, I thought, were the difference in the game.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From Oshkosh City Hall to Madison, stay informed with the Civic Media Radio Network's news team. Real news, great conversation.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A sunny to mostly sunny sky on tap for your Monday afternoon and a breezy east to southeast wind. Highs in the mid and upper 50s. Overnight, mostly clear skies. It'll stay breezy with lows in the mid and upper 30s to near 40 degrees. Right now, it's 48.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The incomparable Jane Mattner.
I have been in radio for 44 years.
It's incredible.
I wanted to be an actress originally. Radio to me was mind theater. Mm-hmm. I could be anybody.
Yeah.
And people could imagine it. It's like reading a book instead of the movie. Is your mind gets to fill in lots of details. And I think that's part of the genuine experience of radio.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend sports and news headlines. Also be joined by our friend and colleague, Jane Mattner of Mattner on Air. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the Friday to you. Happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It's the end of the week, the beginning of the weekend. It's Anything Goes Friday. We have one guest in the third hour, and that's it. It's you and me all day, more or less. In the first hour of our program, the coup that finally worked, Mike Johnson has succeeded where the January 6th insurrection failed in turning Donald Trump into a king. I'll talk about that in a moment. Also, both Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney have announced that they are done with each other. And Reagan weighs in on Trump's failure, the ghost of Reagan. And what does Trump's tariff chaos cost America? Inflation is up today. I'll let you know the details of that in just a few minutes. In the second hour of our program, it looks like Donald Trump's Justice Department released a lengthy Orwellian manifesto. This is kind of George Orwell Day. All 3 hours of this program are dealing with basically aspects of Orwell's 1984, you know, vision of America, of the world. It wasn't America; it was Britain, but actually it was Oceania. But you get the point. And apparently, ICE can mess you up, and you can't fight back. Plus, apparently, the FBI is now visiting the homes of innocent protesters under Trump's orders. More Orwellian Big Brother is watching you stuff. In our third hour, Kirk Bangstad is going to be with us. The, I believe, CEO of Minocqua Brewing Company, a beer brewer. The intersection of business and activism. And more Orwell, perpetual war. Donald Trump says land strikes could be coming soon to Venezuela. That in the third hour of the program. So a lot to talk about today. I want to kick it off, though. This is what amazes me is how the media does not seem to be covering this story at all. The House of Representatives has been out of session for more than a month now, officially. And this is illegal. The Constitution says that whenever either the House or the Senate is in recess for more than 3 days, it can only do so with the permission of the other body, you know, during a regular session and during the 2 years that it's supposed to be in session. So you can't go more than 3 days of recess or vacation or whatever you want to call it without the other body saying, OK, that's cool with us. The Senate has not said a word. The Senate has not said this is OK. Mike Johnson has been operating outside the law with the House of Representatives, as far as I can tell. I mean, if you can find it, I searched. I ran Google. I ran ChatGPT. I ran Perplex. I ran a bunch of different, has the Senate, couldn't find a single instance of it. So, number one, it's illegal. But even if the Senate was to say, okay, it's cool, you can go on recess for a month. Why? Why is Mike Johnson doing this? Why has he recessed the House of Representatives for an entire month plus? I think it's fairly obvious, although, again, nobody in the media seems to be pointing this out, and I'm not sure why. I think it may be because they think that the government shutdown and the House recess are the same thing, and they're not. They're two completely separate things. In fact, they're unrelated to each other. The House went into recess before the government shutdown began. So what's going on here? This, in my opinion, is Mike Johnson handing king-like powers to Donald Trump. Let me explain. One of the principal jobs of the House of Representatives, of Congress in general, in both the House and the Senate, the first among equals, the Article I branch, is to keep in check, to hold in check the power of the executive, of the president, to prevent a president from behaving like a king. The founders wrote this into the Constitution because they had just dealt with George III. So here you've got James Madison, the father of the Constitution, writing in Federalist number 47, quote, "No political truth is of greater intrinsic value or is stamped with the authority of more enlightened patrons of liberty than that the accumulation of all powers, legislative, executive, and judiciary in the same hands may justly be pronounced the very definition of tyranny." Here's Thomas Jefferson commenting on Madison's, this was his comment on Federalist 48. That was from Federalist 47. This is Jefferson, the author of the Declaration of Independence. Quote, "All the powers of government, legislative, executive, and judiciary, result to the legislative body. The concentrating of the point here, by the way, is that the House of Representatives ratifies the Electoral College votes. So, you know, the presidency is defined by the House of Representatives. The judiciary requires approval of the Senate and Congress, the first Congress, had to literally create the courts out of nothing. So the Congress is literally the first among equals, and that's what Jefferson's talking about here. He says all the powers of government, legislative, executive, and judiciary result to the legislative body. The concentrating of these in the same hands is precisely the definition of despotic government. And elective despotism, and he put those words in all caps, elective despotism was not the government we fought for, but one in which the powers of government should be so divided and balanced among several bodies of magistracy so as no one could transcend their legal limits without being effectually checked and restrained by the others. You get this? The job of Congress is to restrain the president from king-like behavior. So what happens when Congress is suspended? There's no oversight. You know, if Congress was in session, I think it's a fairly safe bet that somebody would say, hey, it looks like Trump is going to start tearing down the East Wing. There's bulldozers coming. We need to stop this. Let's hold a hearing. Let's publicize this. Let's raise some hell right now. But they were gone. Mike Johnson not only suspended the House, but he told all the Republicans, go back to your home districts. Take a vacation. Spend a month with your kids. Don't do a town hall. Don't talk to the people. I mean, he's been very explicit about that. But, you know, go have fun. Go to Disney World. Or, you know, on the government's dime, take a junket to Rome or something, you know. Go visit the world. So the consequence of that is that there are no oversight hearings to hold Trump to account. There are no oversight hearings to hold Kristi Noem to account, or Tom Holman, or ICE. There's no oversight hearings to hold Pam Bondi to account, or even to ask her why for 8 years as Attorney General of Florida while Jeffrey Epstein was raping young girls, why didn't she do anything about it? Or why is she continuing to hide the Epstein, you know, documents? I mean, we've got... What was her name? I think it was Amy Wallace, who was the co-author with Virginia Giuffre of the of Nobody's Girl, her autobiography, coming out and saying that, you know, there's these names, these 20 men that they, you know, Bondi knows their names, Kash Patel knows their names, she knows their names. But, you know, Congress isn't there. They can't do anything. There is no authority. What Mike Johnson has done, and if he continues this, and if this happens frequently throughout the Trump presidency, what he has done is he has handed to Donald Trump the powers of a king. No oversight, no restraint, no control, no regulation, no public shaming, no public, revelations. It's just, Donald, you get to do what you want. And if we continue to allow this, if he continues to keep the House out of session, we might as well recall, let's just change the United Kingdom of America instead of the United States of America, or maybe the Trump Kingdom of America. I mean, after all, he's building his Epstein ballroom. It's a clone of the throne room in the Winter Palace.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
He's soon going to have his own throne room where he can entertain billionaires at million-dollar-a-plate dinners. It's four, right? What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
The house lights dim, the halls grow cold, the gavel drops, but no one showed. They said the fight was long since done, but tyranny don't need a gun. No smoke, no flames, no shattered glass, just silence where the people asked. The mob had failed to break the door, now the speaker's done much more. This is the coup that finally. No battle cries, no flags that burn, just a quiet hand and a line that blurred. That's the coup that finally worked. They shut the doors, they froze the floor. The people's house don't meet no more, and power flows where truth once stirred. That's the coup that finally worked.
21 minutes past the hour. That's the coup that finally worked. Mike Johnson succeeded where January 6th failed. It's amazing, just turning Trump into a king. Meanwhile, there is some pushback happening. A couple of days ago, the Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney, who previously, by the way, just as a reminder, this guy used to be the head of the Bank of England, their equivalent of our Fed, and he was the head of the Bank of Canada, their equivalent of our Fed. This guy understands economics, right, really well. And he's doing a great job as prime minister. I mean, it's like, wow. And here is what he had to say, I believe it was 2 days ago, about Canada saying, okay, enough of this crazy, you know, we're just not going to deal with this madman anymore. Here he is.
But this process, this decades-long process of an ever closer economic relationship with the United States is now over. And as a consequence, many of our former strengths as a country, former strengths more particularly as our economy, strengths based on close ties to America, have become our vulnerabilities.
And then he goes through and he just lays it out. He says, we have this new doctrine. We're going to build Canada. We're going to diversify markets. We're going to rewire our supply chains. We're going to get shovels in the ground for ports, power, and housing. We're going to stop betting the national balance sheet on the whims of a White House. These are Dean Blundell's words, by the way, a Canadian reporter, basically, you know, summarizing Mark Carney's positions. And stop betting the national balance sheet on the whims of a White House that treats tariffs like a social media post. And then in, on top of this, there was some big sporting event, and forgive me for not following sports and not knowing what it was, but this ad that was running apparently Wednesday night that was put up by the province of Ontario, you know, Doug Ford, the famous Ontario premier who is a pretty big critic of Donald Trump's tariffs. They ran this ad. I'm going to play the ad for you. It's a minute long. It's quite amazing, and this is not AI. This is actually Ronald Reagan. Here it is.
When someone says, let's impose tariffs on foreign imports, it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time. But over the long run, such trade barriers hurt every American worker and consumer. High tariffs inevitably lead to retaliation by foreign countries and the triggering of fierce trade wars. then the worst happens. Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs. Throughout the world, there's a growing realization that the way to prosperity for all nations is rejecting protectionist legislation and promoting fair and free competition. America's jobs and growth are at stake.
There you go. Ronald Reagan. America's jobs and growth are at stake. We can't have high tariffs, right? Now, setting aside the whole argument about neoliberalism, Reagan actually believed this stuff. I mean, he was all about, you know, knocking down tariffs, and he did. And so Doug Ford and the province of Ontario play this thing during the baseball playoffs, I guess, the Blue Jays and the Mariners. Is that right, Sean? Yeah. And Trump just went nuts. He goes on his Nazi-infested, you know, pathetic little social media site and goes, based on their egregious behavior, and then this is all caps, all trade negotiations with Canada are hereby terminated. Yeah. Doug Ford, by the way, says, I'm a big Ronald Reagan fan. And then Trump goes off again. He says, Canada cheated and got caught. They fraudulently took a big ad buy saying Ronald Reagan did not like tariffs when actually he loved tariffs for our country and its national security. No, those were actually Ronald Reagan's words. It was a radio ad that he cut in 1987, you know, the next to the last year of his presidency. He was quite serious about that. One of the things that Reagan understood is that tariffs, if they're not done right, can lead to inflation. And sure enough, here we have, you know, the front page of the Wall Street Journal today. U.S. inflation picked up to 3% in September. Remember, Joe Biden had it down in the 2 range. They, you know, the Fed, Jay Carney, and the Fed's goal is, you know, 2%, 2.0%. And Biden had it at, what, 2.6, 2.7, something like that. Well, it's up to 3%. And it's continuing to go up. Food and gasoline led the rise, which are just whacking average working people. And, you know, they're starting to speak up about this. The cost of living now, this new Reuters Ipsos poll finds that 40% of people said that candidates' position on cost of living will be the single biggest factor in their vote next year. 28% said the top issue was protecting democracy, but 40% affordability, which is the basis of Zoran Mamdani's campaign. Affordability is his key word. Democrats right across the board are starting to adopt this. Healthcare, food, housing, energy. This stuff has just gone nuts as a result of Trump's policies.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
So what's on your mind? Anything goes weekend here on the Tom Hartman Program right after this break. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of Zypa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes, and then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is, I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So Zypa, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that Zypa is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat, where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way. It won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's zypah.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to zypah.com and use that code PINK today, or text PINK to
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'm joined by the chief economist for the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. We talk about the shutdown status and what challenges Americans face with the removal of the ACA subsidies. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. While overall enrollment at the Universities of Wisconsin went up for the third straight year, UW-Oshkosh sees a decrease of 773 students. Official fall 2025 enrollment figures released last week say 190 more students are attending UW schools this year than in fall of 2024. UWO Chancellor Manohar Singh said universities are seeing a decline in enrollment due to declining birth rates and fewer students graduating from high schools. But Singh said not all of the news is bad at UWO. The number of new graduate students is 17% higher than last year. Transfers are up 4%, and the UWO campus has increased the enrollment of incoming freshmen by 2%.
So when I say that we are focusing on recruiting larger incoming classes into graduate and into undergraduate and from transfers, the results are very clearly showing an upward trend and a strong one.
Singh said UWO will expand its marketing efforts for new students beyond Northeast Wisconsin. It will recruit nationally, internationally, and will expand some efforts online.
My role as a chancellor is to highlight the role of education in building this nation, building the communities, providing employment, jobs, providing talent to our local businesses. Every dollar spent in a university is 4 to 7 times multiplied in generating economic impact.
This year, 9 of the 13 UW universities experienced enrollment growth. See the numbers in our story at WISS.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM. Don't miss any of the stories that impact your life. Catch WISS's News Roundup in podcast form. Go to WISS.FM to subscribe.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A sunny to mostly sunny sky on tap for your Monday afternoon and a breezy east to southeast wind. Highs in the mid and upper 50s. Overnight, mostly clear skies. It'll stay breezy with lows in the mid and upper 30s to near 40 degrees. Right now, it's 48.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is your favorite or least favorite word? Cinnamon. Love that word. And it's a superfood. I don't like the word buttress just because I'm immature. Con.
My favorite word is scoundrel. I would also say buttocks.
I said buttress and you said buttocks. John in Madison says words with silent letters bug me too. Pneumonia. Dumb. Funny because my name is John.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, child care remains a big issue in Wisconsin and around the country. Corrine Hendrickson will join us in hour number 2. Don't miss it.
Matinere on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Did you know
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
He woke up raging, thumb on the phone, blaming Ontario in a furious tone.
Says Reagan loved tariffs.
Spoiler.
He didn't.
Now trade talks are dead, cause Trump got offended.
Oh, say, can you see? A trade war with a tree.
Carney's come. Trump's in all caps, you'll see.
Pilot some maple syrup meltdown, dripping down the feed. Carney's calm and steady, Trump's fueled by greed. Tariffs on pancakes, chaos in play.
He's fighting Canada on a Friday.
Let me get Ronald Reagan here, please let me rest. Free trade was kinda what I thought was best.
Fake ghost.
Deep state ghost.
Have some toast.
Reagan's rolling in his grave, trade deals he tried to say.
Fake farmers cry, prices climb, steel town stuck in overtime. All for a tweet,
all for a show,
while the markets tremble below.
Trump's trade war shifting gear. Carney smiles polite and clear. We've got maple syrup and receipts right here.
It's a maple syrup meltdown, chaos and cheer. Another Trump tantrum. Same old year.
Hey, hey!
Canada's gonna pay for the pancakes.
We already did, sir. With kindness.
Trade, not tirades.
6 minutes past the hour, and picking up your calls here, James in Montgomery, Alabama. Hey, James, thanks for listening to us on Sirius XM. What's up?
My pleasure, Tom. I do it every day.
Thank you.
And good morning to you. Thank you so much for the topic. I'm not hearing this anywhere else. I mean, if he'll tear down the East Wing just with no fanfare, well, you know, there's this building on Constitution Avenue that's not being used. This giant, big waste of space. It has a dome on top of it. You may have seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
At what point is he just going to tear that down to build, the Trump Crypto Institute of maggot mentality or something equally insane?
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, I love it. Dude, you said it. Why is this lost on everybody that you don't have to, the government just dissolved itself?
Yeah.
When you have co-conspirators that have all the power, i.e. the Supreme Court, the Speaker of the House, in the Constitution, the Congress has evolved to its own rules, to its own, but the Speaker has way too much power, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. Well, what
he's
done it in defiance of the Constitution. The Constitution says he can't suspend the House for more than 3 days without the Senate approving. The Senate has not approved. And I'm guessing that the Senate may not approve. He may not get 50 votes in the Senate for an approval. And, you know, people like Rand Paul, I mean, there's some contrarians over there. So Mike Johnson is doing this illegally. He's shutting down this government, and I believe he's doing it to stop any semblance of oversight over Donald Trump. Everybody says, oh, it's all about the Epstein files. Well, of course, that's part of it. But I think it's much larger than that. There's no oversight over Trump tearing down the East Wing of the White House. There's no oversight over Trump killing people in the Caribbean. There's no, or Caribbean, or however you say it. There's no oversight of Trump, you know, imposing tariffs. Unconstitutional. Article 1, Section 7 of the Constitution says only Congress can impose tariffs. That's before the Supreme Court right now. Now, you know, there's just no oversight happening whatsoever, because Mike Johnson has suspended Congress and sent all the Republicans home. And it's wrong. It's not how, you know, this is exactly the nightmare that James Madison and Thomas Jefferson talked about. It's exactly
that. Didn't Russ vote Didn't Russ Vogt say it would be a bloodless coup if the Democrats allow it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Although Donald Trump said that when I started deporting people, it was actually going to get bloody. So we've got both, James. James, I got to move along, but thank you. That was a brilliant rant. Great to hear from you there in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you. John in Indianapolis, Indiana. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, I'm out in rural Indiana now. So,
okay.
I'm John Bartlett. I'm running for state representative in District 33, which is between Muncie and the Ohio line.
Mm-hmm.
And want to talk to you a little bit about some rural issues. But like the biggest one, I think right now we need to be focused on is the data centers that are going in. These data centers, like the one up in New Carlisle, which is between South Bend and Michigan City, that's the biggest data center in the country right now. It's an Amazon data center, and it is pulling 3 million gallons of water for coolant, for the processor coolant, out of the Kankakee aquifer daily.
Wow.
It uses,
that's got to be altering the ecosystem of the aquifer, right?
Oh, big time. The people's wells are drying up, and what they can get tastes funny and smells.
Holy cow.
The other thing about those is that these things, this one data center up there uses the electricity of 1 million households, which Indiana only has 2.6 million households. So it's like using 40% of the power a day. We can't keep up. Our electric bills are going up because the state legislature has approved us to pay more, the consumers to pay more for the electrical upgrades, and not the people, the data center companies that are going to require this.
Oh, they're buying it at wholesale.
One other,
you guys are all paying retail.
Oh yeah, and then the other part of that is that they are they approved us to have modular nuclear reactor development go in, also on the dime of the consumers.
Wow.
But these things, when they go in, if you don't know what they are, they're like submarine sized nuclear reactors that they're going to build a bunch of them in our cornfields, which up to 300 megawatts in capacity. If these things are running at 300 megawatts of capacity, they use 4 million gallons of coolant water a day. And they are probably going to be pulling that out of our aquifers as well. And
you guys are going to start having crop failures in addition to droughts.
Exactly. It would turn us into a desert.
Yeah.
At the same time, we're going to be hit up on our, we're going to be poor as poor can be, because they're going to suck it away. And I mean, we've already seen a 25% increase in our electric bills this year. And I don't know how much more we're going to see.
Yeah, we just saw 17% here in Oregon. That's one of the reasons why Louise and I put solar panels on our house, and we're having more batteries installed actually on Monday. John, give us the URL for your campaign. You know, let people know how they can find out more about you or support you.
Sure. It's bartlett4indiana.org, and four is the word F-O-R.
Okay.
bartlett4indiana.org.
Two T's?
Two T's.
Yeah. Okay, great. And in the future, when you call in, I've got here that you're in Indianapolis. What city should I put in?
Put Hartford City.
Okay, Hartford City. You got it. John, thank you very much, and good luck on your campaign.
All right, thank you.
It's absolutely great that you're running for political office. We need more people with the courage to do that. Thank you. Hunter in Klamath Falls, Oregon. Hey, Hunter, what's on your mind today?
Happy Indian summer.
The trees just this week are all changing color, at least, you know, around here near the Columbia River.
Yep, same here. That last guy you had on there, they're doing that in Apache Junction, too, down in Arizona.
Yep.
With those data centers and, you know, water.
Yep.
But the reason I'm calling is King Charles met with the Pope, and I think it's some Knights Templar stuff. He probably said that Putin, Netanyahu, and Trump are like the demonic trinity antichrist, you know. And
wouldn't it be interesting to know what their private conversation was like? I mean, you know, when I met with the Pope, there was Pope John Paul II. We were in a private room, and it was very brief. I mean, it was probably, you know, three or four minutes, but You know, they bring you in and you shake hands and or kiss his ring if you're Catholic, and have a little conversation, and then you come out. And you know, I'm wondering, and I'm guessing, you know, King Charles III had a more extensive conversation than I did, and they prayed together, which is kind of cool. But I'm just it would be fascinating to be a fly on the wall in that meeting.
Yeah, my uncle Harvey met the Pope, John Paul, and also. I was hoping that, what was it, the 88-foot flag, white flag poles that Trump put, you know, and all weird about. Mm-hmm. I think that represents the neo-Nazi North and the Confederate South. Mm-hmm. And to fight it, we need to have AOC and that Pac-Man kid run for president, I think.
David Pac-Man?
The kid. Yes, I think he'd be a wonderful vice president.
Yeah, David's a good guy. He's I've known David for years. For people who don't know, David Pac-Man has a show on YouTube. Used to be on Free Speech TV. Not sure if he still is. But he's doing some stuff over on YouTube. Hunter, great to hear from you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, good talking to you. And the data centers are coming to Oregon, too, by the way. They're building them all over the place. 45 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. What's on your mind?
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be back with your Anything Goes Weekend calls. Quince has the kind of fall staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince. I love them. I find them affordable and fashionable. They're part of my go-to wardrobe and have held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Quince.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Tom. Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
Attention floor buyers. The 6th annual fall flooring yard sale's going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Get high quality flooring at low yard sale prices, like Woodlook waterproof floors from just 39 cents. All Dream Home X2O water resistant laminate is on sale. Prefinished hardwood is starting at $149. Get more deals in store while supplies last. Plus special project financing and professional installation with Install Plus. Hurry, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find the Lumber Liquidators store near you today.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 11 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLS number 3030.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Mark in Sauk City, Wisconsin. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Yeah, you're talking about the Federalist Papers. I've been, you know, reading once again that Federalist 69 talks about the characters of the real characteristics of the executive, I think, mm-hmm. is how it's titled, the real character of the executive. And twice in that chapter, Hamilton carefully points out that the president is subject to punishment and disgrace. He further points out there's not one particle of spiritual jurisdiction in the presidency. And he mentions repeatedly the president operates in concurrence with Congress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Federalist 69 is bracketed by Federalist 67, where Hamilton was trying to assuage the fears of the anti-federalists that the president was going to become a Oriental Asiatic despot, you know, mm-hmm. similar to like Putin or the guy that runs Saudi Arabia right now, and right. have his, you know, cross surrounded by minions and mistresses, which of course Trump is, you know, has an army of murderous janissaries, which Trump does. And in 75, as you're aware, where he talks about a president might, you know, betray the interests of the state, you know, by aid of money, foreign powers and foreign money coming in, that for his own self-aggrandizement. And what is that? What is this ballroom other than something, a temple to Trump's ego?
Sure.
I mean, from my understanding, from what I've heard, it's patterned on what he saw. What the czars had over in Russia.
Yeah, in the Winter Palace in St. Petersburg, there is this giant room. It's called the throne room, and there is a throne at the far end of the room. And the czars would sit on that throne, and foreign potentates would come in. And Putin has sat on that throne and entertained foreigners. And, you know, for Trump, it'll, of course, be a little, you know, platform or a stage. Maybe, I don't know, maybe he'll put a throne at the end. But it's a complete clone. I mean, it's got the same colonnades down the sides. It's got the same double chandeliers down the middle. It's got the same inlaid ceiling. I mean, it is a clone of the throne room in the Winter Palace.
And how does that ascribe to American character? Yeah. Where, if you're going to have this truly American, it should reflect American character, not that of an Asiatic despot. Is what.
Yeah. Well, and apparently the one that Trump wants to build is about 5% larger than the one in the Winter Palace. So Trump will be able to say to Putin, "Mine's bigger than yours."
Well, that's about all that's bigger in Trump than
I know. Compensation much? Yes, I understand, Mark. All righty, Mark. Thanks. That was a great
rant, brother.
Great to hear from you, Gar in Atlanta, Georgia. Hey, Gar, what's on your mind today?
How you doing today, Tom? I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Busy this week.
Yeah, it's supposed to be kind of miserable weather, but otherwise, all's good.
Yeah, I like to mention who built the Trump Tower. Fat Tony Salerno, the head of the mafia.
Yep.
His company built the Trump Tower. So I just wonder who's working with the East Wing.
Oh, that's a good question.
And another thing.
You know, Trump, the company, if I could interrupt you just for a second, Gar, the company that's doing the demolition is just getting all kinds of crap on their website and on social media and stuff. They are being hammered. Back to you.
And another thing, too, you know, as far as, you know, Trump reminds me, you heard about that guy who was going to shoot up Hartsfield Airport, right? Mm,
yeah.
And you heard about that?
Yeah, he got arrested before he was able to do anything.
And you see how he got busted, right? His family told him. I think Trump is that same guy. He's telling us, please stop me. Please stop me. Mm. And nobody will stop it. I think he's crying for help. He really is, because he's doing some crazy stuff. He's crying for help, and nobody's going to stop him.
Could be.
I think he's that guy. But at least that guy's family turned him in.
Yeah, that's not going to happen with Trump. His family's, I mean, you know, his son, Eric, just became a billionaire.
Yeah, I mean, I think the American people is his family.
Yeah, and that was money from the United Arab Emirates after Trump gave them all those NVIDIA chips that you're not supposed to give to anybody. And, I mean, it's just, it's crazy, these guys. They're the open corruption, the grift, these guys were hysterical that Joe Biden's son, you know, took $1 million a year from that natural gas company in Ukraine for being on their board. That had the Republicans.
I mean, begging to be stopped.
They wanted to shut down the government over that. I mean, you know, and now you've got Trump's son taking $1 billion, his son-in-law taking $2 billion. I mean, it is just
in your face, too.
Nuts.
In your face.
Yeah, no,
it's to be stopped.
They're giving us the middle finger, Gar. They don't care about the American people. You know,
no,
they're
they
getting
want
rich.
To be stopped, but nobody will stop them.
Yep. Mike Johnson shut down Congress is the only thing that could stop them, and Mike Johnson shut it down. And I think he shut it down on Trump's instructions. If Trump wanted Congress open, it would be open. This is on Trump's instructions. Mike Johnson shut down the House of Representatives. This is my rant today at HartmanReport.com. And so that Trump could do this kind of stuff and him and his family could get away with this kind of stuff. Gar, I got to move on, but thank you for the call. Yeah, spot on. You nailed it. Thank you. Mark in Panama, Central America. Holy cow. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, Tom, can you hear me?
Just fine, yeah. I only have about a minute and a half, though, Mark. I'm sorry. I hope you have a quick one.
I'll go. It's more than quick, but so I'll jump right to the point. Had a funny story to tell in addition. But somebody had asked the question earlier, and you didn't have an answer earlier in the week, why governors in blue states cannot stop the tax flow to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And you're correct, they can. I am a tax guru. I've owned tax businesses for about 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
There is something that we, the people, can do, especially because it's November. Most people get refunds. If they fill out their W-4 and just stop the federal tax, don't stop doing state tax, please, they'll probably still get a refund. It'll just be less of one.
Mm-hmm.
You can also owe $1,000 and not be charged a penalty. So that way you're borrowing their money instead of them borrowing yours.
Interesting.
And if we could do this, and I can go into it, I can give me an email or I can call back another day. We really can do the, you know, we the people can do this.
Yeah, it would take a fairly widespread effort, but I get it, Mark. I get it, Mark. I'm sorry, I'm out of time, but thank you. I didn't know about the $1,000 without a penalty. And, you know, it makes sense that in November, you know, being toward the end of the year, that you could, you could pause your withholding. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. We'll be back on the other side of the break with hour two of Anything Goes Weekend. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800. 800-
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-859-3220. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 to 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you. Except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-859-3220. That's 800-859-3220 for $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with. Call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. 800-859-3220.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. All they can do now is prepare for the worst and pray as the biggest storm on record to hit Jamaica makes landfall tonight. At Category 5 already, Hurricane Melissa just grew stronger, winds of 165 miles an hour.
On top of the wind, the surge, you've got the rain, 15 to 30 plus inches. They're talking locally up to 40 plus. Cuba has a lot of rain coming too.
ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee. If any of the 42 million Americans who rely on federal food assistance are not paying attention to the government shutdown, they may be unaware the money runs out Saturday. Any states that cover for the feds will not be reimbursed. House Speaker Mike Johnson arguing today that the contingency funds are not legally available right now to cover the cost of food. The French have yet to find the jewels from the Louvre. Two of the four accused thieves remain at large. This is ABC News.
Know what's